Land of myths and legends. The United Kingdom is a highly spiritual land that traces its history back to the ancient Celts, the Saxons, and the Norns. Made up of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom is a political entity today that is home to a modern and cosmopolitan population that comes from all over the globe. Encompassing the historical and vibrant city of London, and the lush, gentle terrain of the south, to the more rugged highlands of Scotland in the north, and the emerald green of Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom continues today to be a land of magic and enchantment. British citizens are beloved for their humour, polite manners, and diplomatic spirit. As a people, they are recognised for their initiative in discovery, exploration, and in scientific pursuits. The English language has enriched the world's chorus with a wide variety of expression and a wealth of literature. The language of these small isles has spread throughout the globe and become an international vehicle of communication. The British today have the same longing and passion for the truth as did the Knights of the Round Table in search of the Holy Grail. In ancient times, this thirst moved truth seekers to undertake pilgrimages and seek the wisdom of Druid elders. The same spirit moves the truth seekers of today to search out the adepts of our age. Thus, with sincerity, they invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her words of wisdom. She has accepted their invitation and visited the United Kingdom on several occasions. Today, we present the discussion, Bringing Love to Europe, between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, which took place in Norfolk, England, in June 1999.
So we have everything, huh? We have food, we have candies, and we have questions, and we have blessing. Nice, huh? Nice retreat, huh? Actually, when you sit and concentrate well, you know, the light comes right away and it stays. Yeah, just because we waver in here, so the light come and goes. Sometimes it goes, it doesn't come. It just goes, don't come. Any special question? Most of the time when we ask question is when we're still under control of the mind, you know? The mind has a lot of questions, even though it has no problem. It still think of problem. And then the neighbor's problem. So after you meditate for a while, you feel better, okay? After the third day of initiation, better don't ask anything, because it's all garbage. Wow.
I seem to feel something, they're very restless.
Oh.
And what I wonder is it better to try and just meditate and that's fine, or should I try and sort it out as a psychological problem as well?
You meditate.
I just got very, very tense, and it just struggle always.
Struggle with what?
Just with meditation.
Oh, okay. Do not make meditation a kind of work. Do not make it as a kind of work, but it's just a relaxation time. All right? Tell your mind it's nothing to do. Just sit there relaxing, yeah? And if you cannot sit too long, you could also lay down and rest. Make it pleasant, all right? You can put a flower in front of it. Wear some nice clothes, yeah? Make it like a ceremony if it feels good. That's why some of the people, they put the incense, flower and all that, you know, just to please the mind. Whatever it takes to make your meditation pleasant, you can do it, you know, have fun, okay? Or maybe lay down and rest, yeah? Meanwhile, concentrate here. Make it pleasant first, yeah? Don't make it too hard for the mind, because he doesn't like it. He doesn't like working. And if you're too serious, the mind will rebel. They're thinking, no, I don't want that. I like have fun. I like to go out. I like to have music, coffee, yap, 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 you know, with the friends. I don't want to sit here. So just make it nice, yeah? Or invite some good friends, initiate, come to your house, or come to his house, have a coffee, chat first, or do something together, and then sit together as if it's a part of the game, part of the fun, all right? In the beginning, and later you get used to it, you don't need all that game anymore. You can just sit anywhere and feel good, yeah? First relax the mind. And most often, all of us are so hurried to become Buddha, that's why we have problem also, yeah? We struggle between the soul and the brain, yeah? The soul wants to meditate, the brain wants to play. So we can reward it somehow, you know, like after you have a good meditation, okay, give yourself some favorite food, take yourself out or see your girlfriend or do something nice afterward, yeah? So he will know, okay, that's good. Train the brain just like train the dog, you know. Yes, yes. You know how they train the dog? When the dog do something good, they give him reward. That's how he become better and better, yeah? Our mind sometimes is a troublesome thing. If you really, sometimes you don't feel like meditating, then just leave it, yeah? Don't force yourself too much, yeah? Just do something else. Or running, you know, do some exercise, and when you're tired, then you like to sit down. And the mind will not make trouble. Gymnastic. Actually, that is a problem. That is a problem. When we are alone, sometimes the mind tricks us a lot, yeah? And we don't have somebody to encourage or to hold hands, so we can continue so fast. That's why we need a teacher and friends, yeah? A fellow initiate. Then we can talk out the problem with them, and sometimes they help, yeah? So try to maybe go to group meditation often as you can. You can talk over the problem with your fellow practitioners, befriend them. Invite them for coffee or tea to your house and vice versa, yeah? Make it fun. And sometimes go out together, yeah? Have fun. Go to cinema, yeah? Do something together, yes. So, like meditation will become part of friendship, part of fun. Food to some people is necessary, okay? And you have to find out what your mind likes, and then you give him a little. Don't be too harsh on him. But some people don't need it. Some people don't need it. Just they love to meditate, so it's easy. But even then, to some, when we enter some stage of meditation, we sometimes get stuck there. You know, feel suddenly we don't want to meditate no more. We don't want anything like that. We have enough with Buddhas and things like that. But it's just temporarily, yeah? All right, then later when you have friends and you read some spiritual books and you listen to some spiritual tapes or even read some Buddhist scripture, maybe too far, but some contemporary books about life and death, about meditation, about the experience of heaven from other people. And then you will somehow be more, stimulated, yeah, to want to have the same experience. And so you will make more effort, yeah? We have to find a way to do things that it suits our pace of life, our style, yeah, and our thinking, our habit also. Habits are hard to change. We do it slowly if we cannot do it fast. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You do? How long you know each other?
6 months.
Oh, 6 months is not long enough, of course.
We're always splitting up.
Whose fault?
Mine.
Yours. Oh, that's a good point. I mean, you're honest.
I'm very confused.
At least you are honest, huh? At least you know yourself. It's okay. No, it's just your habit. Your habit and maybe your background. You know, people born in different situation, different family, and they have different friends and companions, different way of upbringing. So depend on that, we have been molded into certain personality, yeah? And it's when we grow up, it's a little hard to get out of it. And we blame ourselves, thinking, I am this, I'm that, I'm angry, I'm fast-tempered. Actually, all this is not all true. It's just things that you pick up from the environment. And not all of our parents can make us peaceful, you know. Sometimes parents also add into our stress because they were young when they have us, when they give birth to us, and they were not experienced enough themselves about life, about spiritual practice even. Most of them don't practice anything. So they teach you what they have been taught from the grandparents. And grandparents were also young when they have the parents. You know yourself, we don't become wise until we are after 40, actually like that. Yes. So at that time, it's a good time to have children. No, what I mean is we become wiser when we get older. We sample more experience and more tolerance and more understanding about life. Then we can teach the children better. But unfortunately, most of us marry very young, have children very young, and our parents don't help in raising them. So maybe it should be that we have children and the parents raise, you know? They have more experience. So sometimes the children like grandpa, grandma better, yes, because they feel that they can understand them better, can teach them better, and that's also true. That's also true, in a way. So we grow up, you know, we feel sometimes insecure, you know, unloved, and so because of this insecurity and unloved feeling, we can't completely let go and love another person as our partner, be it girlfriend or boyfriend. And that's how it causes trouble in relationship. And then we blame ourselves or we blame the other person. Actually, we're both victims. Yeah? We both were young also and raised by young people as parents. And so we grow up, both are uncertain about many things. Yeah. But nevertheless, you are very fortunate already. You walk in spiritual way. Yeah. How about your girlfriend?
No, she's not interested.
She's not interested. Maybe that's why also you don't have a lot in common, huh? Yeah. And that frustrates you.
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you thought this is good and you're certain it's good.
Well, she just doesn't understand.
It doesn't understand, of course. Well, it's up to you, huh? Even the same, like even if your girlfriend walk the same path, it's not necessarily that you both understand each other very well because of the level of understanding, you know? Mm. So if you still need her, then stay with her. No need to struggle. Meanwhile, be happy, yeah, that you have a good girlfriend who doesn't interfere with your practice, yeah, who understands your practice and leave you alone, yeah? So you have a big freedom and independence. You should be happy with that to start with, okay? And then even though you fought a lot, but then you get back together. So from today, maybe you resolved not to fight anymore about small little thing, yeah? And instead of that, you look for more positive things about each other. Look more for the common interest instead of the differences, yeah? And then the more you look like that, later on, it will attract more and more common interest together, yeah? More positive, and then you will be better. Of course, 6 months is a very short time. Everybody fights at least 3 years before they make or break, you know? Right or not? See? All these old and experienced people, they tell you. Yeah. Is that what makes you a problem, the relationship? A little, huh?
I think it's the family background thing.
Yeah.
Kind of creates problems in everything. You don't think straight.
Yes.
That's an impact
Uh-huh. It does have a lot of impact. So now it's up to you to remold your life, okay, the way you want. It takes time, but you're still young. You still can get out of some of the trap. Hmm? Yes?
Deeply ingrained, I think.
Mm-hmm. I know, because you were young and impressionable. Hmm?
Hmm. What's the best way to do it? Just meditate?
Meditate, read in a different direction. Read more books about spirituality, about more liberal thinking, yeah? Philosophy, whatever, yeah? Fill yourself with more positive thinking, more update information about life, more easy way of living, more noble way of thinking, yes? More open-minded and kind of philosophy, yeah? And then slowly, and practice there are those, and slowly the old one will give way, yeah? Okay. Sometimes in our Chinese astrology, they believe that the two persons, when they are not compatible astrologically, then you have some problem. They say that I get on well, for example, I get on well with the horse and the dogs. Yeah, for example. I'm not sure if it's correct. Yeah, I do. Of course I do. I mean, in certain ways. But I get on well with everybody. Oh. This will really chase your frustration away. You want to try it? Oh, it's for cough. Oh, I think I dare not cough anymore after this. It must work. There was a lady, she has been coughing for many months. So her friend recommended her to go to a special doctor. And she said, surely he will cure you. So she went there. And the doctor gave her something. For example, like this. Tell her, take 3 times a day. And after 1 week, come back. Yeah, see how things go. After just 3 days, she came running to the doctor's office. And the doctor said, what happened? I told you 1 week. Why, just 3 days you came already? The lady say, I think you give me the wrong medicine. I told you I have cough and not stomach problem. I think you give me the diarrhea medicine. She say, since I took your medicine, I keep going to toilet all the time. So I think you give me the wrong stuff. Doctor say, yeah, but how is your cough? She said, I dare not cough anymore. Okay. Any other question?
How to pull the It's just concentrate mostly on
okay.
The eyes.
Okay. When you sit in meditation, you forget the eyes and the whole body. And even if your body tremble, your eyes blink, you don't bother. Because it's sometimes the energy from the body drawing upward, and it probably make your eyes move up. So don't bother about it. You have been very good. I'm proud of you.
我平常在家里打坐的时候两个半小时但是我经常有一个小时打瞌睡一个小时胡思乱想我不知道这能算多久时间打坐算不算重新再来哎呀都是这样嘛
You work so hard and then when you meditate you just sleep do everything else until the last minute, and then when it's time to meditate, everybody sleep. That's the problem. Should make a meditation a priority also, okay? Whatever you have to do, do it. And if not necessary, just leave it so that we have more time for meditation. Yeah? Allowing time to sleep and rest and also and then some light. At least if you sit like 2 hours, you know, you sleep 1.5 hours, then 1/2 hour you're still awake and see some light. That's sufficient. If you concentrate well, you sit half an hour enough. Okay? All right.
We appreciate your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for another insightful discussion between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members entitled The Future of Japan. More positive programs will be coming up next, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you inner peace and spiritual insights every day.